Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take two, not my fault. Hello everyone.
It was my fault. I stumbled over my words. We were going to leave it in, but then I was like, we took too much of a pause. So here we are, take two. We're going to nail it this time though. Today we're going to take a journey into the spooky and mysterious.
Now we've all heard a good urban legend or two, right? Maybe it was the one about the hitchhiking ghost, or the classic story about a friend who found something weird in their fast food. But today, we're taking things global. We're hopping across continents and exploring eerie tales that have terrified and entertained people from all over the world. So buckle up. Things are about to get spooky and maybe a little bit ridiculous.
Perfect. Let's start in North America, where the forests of Canada and the northern United States hold whispers of a terrifying creature, the Wendigo. W-E-N-D-I-G-O, if you want to Google it. This legend comes from indigenous folklore, specifically the Algonquin people, and let me tell you, it's a doozy. The Wendigo is said to be a gaunt, skeletal beast with glowing eyes, sharp teeth, and an insatiable hunger for human flesh. The story goes that anyone who resorts to cannibalism, whether by necessity or by choice, becomes a Wendigo, forever cursed to roam the forests, always starving, never satisfied. I mean, talk about a diet gone wrong. Lose weight instantly because you'll never feel full again. But beyond the scare factor, this legend has some real-life weight. Back in the day, Wendigo psychosis was considered an actual condition, and it's where people believed that they were possessed and craved human flesh. And that's creepy, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Next, we're heading over to Japan, a country that really knows how to deliver a nightmare fuel. This one's called the Tiki Tiki. And if you don't like creepy ghost girls, you might want to skip ahead. But seriously, don't. But seriously, do. The story goes that a young woman fell onto train tracks and was tragically cut in half by an oncoming train. Instead of, you know, resting in peace, she becomes a vengeful spirit that drags herself around on her hands, making a horrible Tiki Tiki sound as she moves. If she catches you, well, let's just say you'll be joining the half-body club. Moral of the story, always stand behind the yellow line at the station.
That is a good moral of the story. And I just feel like I would also become a vengeful spirit if I got chopped in half. I couldn't rest in peace knowing that I was in two pieces. I get it. Tiki tiki. Now let's take a trip to Mexico where we meet the La Llorona, the ghostly woman who spends eternity crying for her lost children. The legend says that long ago, a woman named Maria drowned her children in a fit of rage after discovering her husband's infidelity. Overcome with guilt, she now wanders rivers and lakes wailing, Miss... How do I say that?
Mijos.
Is that...
Mijos, my children, my children.
Is it Miss Mijos? Or is it just Mijos?
Mijos. I think.
Yeah, sorry. If you guys speak Spanish, we know we just butchered that and we apologize. But it translates to my children. If you hear her cry, it's either a bad omen or worse. She might mistake you for one of her lost children and take you away. Now, this story has been used for generations to keep kids from wandering too close to the water. Don't go near the river or La Llorona will get you. Classic parenting moves. Scare the socks off your kids and they'll never go near water again. That would scare me.
Let's lighten the mood a bit, shall we? Over in Scotland, we have Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, who might be the world's most famous cryptid. First spotted in 1933, Nessie is said to be a giant, long-necked creature lurking in the dark waters of Loch Ness. Some say she's a leftover dinosaur, some think she's just a bunch of logs playing tricks on us, and some real dedicated believers have spent decades trying to prove she exists. Now, whether Nessie is real or just the best game of Where's Waldo, she's ever an icon. Scotland even has road signs warning drivers to look out for her. I mean, that's a tourist campaign done right.
We have to look for those signs when we're in Scotland next year.
Yes.
That's actually probably cooler than seeing Loch Ness.
It is.
Just like the signs up in New Hampshire that says beware of moose, but then you never see a moose. We did, but they're very hard to see. There are hundreds of signs in New Hampshire that say moose crossing, but very rarely do you ever see a moose. Although moose are real.
Yes.
I'm on the fence about the Loch Ness Monster. But anyway, moving on to the Philippines, where the Aswang, I'm not sure if I said that right. Where's Phil when I need him? He would know. My brother-in-law is Filipino. It's spelled Aswang. Aswang might be the scariest creature you've never heard of. The Aswang is a shape-shifting monster, sometimes as beautiful as a woman by day, but at night, oh boy, that's when she transforms into a bloodthirsty, organ-eating fiend. And if you hear a soft tick, tick, tick sound near your window, well, that's the Aswang's tongue sniffing out its next meal. Fun fact, the quieter the sound, the closer it is. Sweet dreams, you guys.
That's scary.
That is scary.
Finally, we're in Australia, where everything is ready, already trying to kill you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Have you heard of the drop bear?
I have not.
Supposedly, these vicious koala-like creatures dropped from the trees and attacked unsuspecting tourists.
It's terrifying.
Locals love to mess with visitors by warning them to wear helmets or put Vegemite behind their ears to ward off drop bears. Now, do drop bears actually exist? No. But does Australia already have enough terrifying creatures to make this joke almost believable? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, they do. And there you have it, folks. Urban legends from around the world. Each more bizarre than the last. Some of these stories were born from real fears, and others are meant just to spook the living daylights out of us. Either way, they've stood the test of time and continue to haunt and entertain people everywhere.
Which one gave you the creepiest chills? Or do you have your own hometown legend you'd like to share? Let us know. You can find us on Instagram at The Gen X Couple. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend. Just maybe not right before bedtime.
Yes. Until next time, keep your lights on, don't look under your bed. And remember, every legend starts somewhere. Maybe even right where you're standing right now.
And see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.